What's going on, everybody? I'm so sorry that I haven't posted in so long. I don't really have any good excuses without getting like too personal about my life. And also, I know one of the things I like to do with this podcast is get personal with my life, but there's some things that I just honestly don't feel comfortable talking about. It's just the general public. I will get into details in the next couple weeks about what's been going on with my life. But right now, it's really not important. What's important is that I touch on a subject that means a lot to me, and I think it's going to mean a lot to everybody else. So recently, I've been talking about mental health. And mental health, like I said earlier in a couple of my podcasts, is a very big part of my life. It's been a big part of my life as far back as I can remember. I mean, I've been dealing with it for so long. And I talked about that, and I talked about how everyone else is dealing with it and how you shouldn't be afraid to talk about it, and definitely don't be afraid to talk to other people about it. But there's something else that I would like to touch base on. A lot of times, now, this is going to sound a little maybe conceited, but I'm just being honest with you. A lot of people ask me, how have I been able to accomplish so much with my life and have the things I have and do the things I've done at 27 years old when, you know, I've been through so much? Now, I personally don't think I've accomplished that much. I'm happy and proud of where I've been. But I mean, like, from the standpoint of where I want to be, I haven't accomplished anything. I mean, like, I there's so many more things I need to do and want to do and places I got to go and things I want to see and buy and experience, you know. But I guess a lot of people didn't get to grow up doing the things I've done. Like, I've gone skydiving. I've gone cliff jumping in Jamaica. I've worked a lot of different kinds of jobs. I've honestly had like 50 different careers in the past 27 years. I've had the luxury of owning some pretty nice cars. I still do, actually. And people always ask me, like, why, how, like, what goes on? Well, there's one key factor that I always stand by that so many people are afraid to stand by. And that's, you have to go for it. Like, you miss out on so many opportunities in life because you're scared to make that jump. And I understand it. Trust me, I get it. You know, you're set in a career, or you're in college, you have this, you have that, and you don't want to risk it. But without risk, there is no reward. And that's the truth. If you want something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. If you keep doing the same thing every day, every week, every month, every year, and expecting something to change, you know, it's not. Besides, like, slow little raises with your job, or maybe you'll save up enough money eventually to do something of this, but you just kind of have to go for things and dive in head first. And I know for some people that sounds like crazy, but if you truly want to be able to experience everything that life has to offer, you have to just go for it. And it doesn't mean you're going to succeed at it right away. I mean, if you do, great. I mean, that's the point. That's what you want to do. But life is all about failure and success, failure and success, failure and success. I mean, I got to the point that I'm at, and I'm at no great point. Trust me, I'm definitely at no great success right now. But before I've gotten to this point, you know, I crashed so many times. I don't mean like physically crash my cars. I've done that too, but that's not what I mean. I mean, like, just my life has crashed so many times. I've gone back and forth, constantly taking two steps forward and like a 50,000 steps backwards. And that's what's been my whole life. One giant leap and then boom, fail, fall back. One giant leap and then boom, fall back. But eventually it pays off, because eventually one of those leaps will stick and you'll take 10 steps backwards and then you'll get like 12 steps forward. And then, you know, next time you get like 13 steps. And you're slowly just getting, you know, a couple steps ahead of the game. And eventually you'll be enough steps ahead where you can be comfortable and then make another big move, you know? And then you level up and you go to the next level and the next level and the next level. Life is all about levels. You know, you start at one level and you got to keep working your way up. Defeat the boss, right? And then move up to the next level. And then, you know, sometimes you don't always defeat the boss, like in a game, in a video game. How many times do you play video games? If any of you out there that, you know, are listening are video game players, have you tried to beat a boss or a level and died like 30,000 fucking times? And then eventually you do it and you're like, oh, yes, yes. And then you go to the next level and you do the same thing. And sometimes it could take you days or weeks to do it again, but you did it. You know, that's life. In a certain sense, that is life. You have to just keep playing. You got to keep playing the game until you level up, you know? And if you're comfortable with a certain level, then I guess that's your thing. But if you want to, you know, access more levels and more money and more things, you got to keep fighting. You got to keep going and keep moving. And that is the point of this podcast right now. That is the point of this particular episode. It's just keep moving forward. You get knocked down, get your ass up, and keep fucking moving. And it's not going to be easy. It's going to fucking suck. You might cry, might be in pain, but keep moving because everything else is going to keep moving, all right? Life is going to keep moving whether you want it to or not. You have to keep moving with it. You fall down, just keep getting back up and keep moving. That's just keep on fucking moving. All right, you get in a breakup, it sucks. Get up, get back out there, find somebody else, move forward. You lose your job, who cares? Get up, get back out there, find a new one, a better one this time. Keep fucking moving. Like, that's what you gotta do. Keep on moving. And that's where I'm going to end it today. I'm going to end it with keep on fucking moving. I love you guys. I will be talking to you soon. Things have slowed down for me in a good manner, so I'll be able to post more often now. Okay? So I will talk to you guys soon. Have a wonderful week. Thank you once again for listening. Make sure you check out the rest of my podcast. Share my podcast. You know, comment on it. If you want to talk to me, reach out to me. I'm always down to talk to people. Have a great day.